This file is intended for adults 18 or older, so if you're a minor, please stop the recording and go elsewhere. You are listening to another hypnosis file from Champ. If you are here with me, then you must want to be hypnotized. That means you are ready to spend some time in trance, listen to my words, and accept all that you hear. I cannot guarantee that you will go into trance as you listen to this file, but even if you don't immediately go into trance, it's okay to pretend. Sometimes, as you're pretending to go into trance, your subconscious will follow suit, and before you know it, you may find that you have already entered a state of trance without even realizing it. Before I begin, please make sure you're in a safe place where you can relax and listen to my words uninterrupted. A reclining position is best, where you cannot roll or fall over. Once you are situated, turn off any cell phones, lights, or anything else that may distract you as you listen to my words. If you need time to prepare yourself to listen to my words uninterrupted, please pause the recording and do so now. I'll be here when you return. Are you ready to be hypnotized? Good. In this file, you will go on a journey to school. You remember going to school, don't you? Yes, we've all been to school, or seen school on TV. And it's easy to imagine going to school now. In fact, today we can be extra excited because we are going back to a fun and familiar schoolroom for little ones. Let's close our eyes and imagine ourselves at a bus stop, excited to go back and continue our little education. And you can imagine just how you feel as you anticipate the bus coming to pick you up. And as you wait for the bus, you can feel your excitement growing, and you may not even notice that whatever you are wearing is getting a little more colorful, a little more childish. Shoelaces turning into straps, easy access snaps or buttons appearing wherever they need to. Your underwear thickening up just a little bit more as you think about going back there. And you sink deeper into trance. And while you may not realize it, you are suddenly feeling much more comfy in these clothes as you are distracted by the arrival of the school bus. And as you step up the steps, you can feel yourself go into a bit of a trance as you try to count them. One, two, three, deep sleep. And as you smile and wave to the bus driver, and you see the smiling faces of the other little ones strapped into their special bus seats, you can see that there's one seat open that is just for you. So comfy and secure, waiting with the straps open. Walking back now to that seat, and the bus driver gets up to follow you back so they can strap you in. You sit down, feel the soft molded padding cushion your tush and back and between your legs. The driver smiles and says, "Safety first." As they pull down the straps, a 5-point harness. And as you count each one, you can go deeper into trance. One, two, for the chest. Three, four for the legs, and five for the crotch. Deep, deep sleep as they click into place. Nice and snug. Very good. And you can reach down and give the front of your diaper or pull up a nice, firm squeeze to experience that feeling even better. Dropping down, down, down into a nice, deep trance. And before you know it, the bus is starting up again, and the singing begins.
Going deeper
as the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round,
going deeper and
round and round,
as the wheels go round and round,
going deeper and deeper. The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
As the wheels go round and round.
Deep sleep,
going deeper and deeper and deeper into trance,
as the wheels go round and round. And as you slowly come to, you realize that the bus driver is unbuckling your seat, and the bus is stopped. Somehow, you have slipped into a deep, deep sleep, but you can see your school out the window. Kitty Care Kinder School, that's where you belong. And you rush off the bus driver reminding you not to run as he calls out after you, but you're just so excited, because you know just how much fun you're going to have today. And you see other little ones lining up in front of the school. It's nice to line up because it's so easy to get lost. And even when you aren't sure where to go, someone will help you. Yes, that's the best thing about this school. There's always someone to help you, no matter what it is you need help with. And as you look around, trying to find where you're supposed to go, you see your teacher and the teacher's assistant smiling and calling you over. That's right. And you can get right in line. And soon enough, you follow the line into the big, colorful school. Through the big, colorful halls, plastered with drawings and art, and arts and crafts projects, all the way into the classroom. And as you arrive and walk in, everyone hangs up their coats and bags on their hooks and puts their shoes in their cubbies. And you look around and see that there's a few low tables in the classroom and a big carpet and a corner with lots of picture books and some toys too. And because you are so distracted by all the colorful and exciting things in the classroom, you notice that everyone has finished putting up their stuff and they're all sitting down on the big carpet. And the teacher comes up to you. First things first, it's time for you to take your shoes off, sweetie. No shoes in the classroom. Can you take them off yourself, little one, or do you need help? And maybe you think that you can take them off yourself, and you can give it a try, bending down to untie your shoes. As you reach down, you may be surprised to see that there are no laces on your shoes. No, no laces, just straps. Or maybe they're just slip-on shoes. Either way, the laces are gone, and their memory of how to deal with laces is fading away with them. As all that knowledge of using laces slips away like a shadow off the back of your mind, slips away as the teacher kneels down and takes off your shoes while you are distracted by all these thoughts. And when this happens, you can feel super little, as you realize that you were just helped to take off your shoes. And you can think about just how that feels, as the teacher walks off to put your shoes in your special cubby. You sit on the carpet with a crinkle, along with the other little ones, and the teacher breaks out into song, just like a cartoon musical. It's time to learn to forget. What will little ones learn today? Learn to think, smile, and drool. Learn to play like a baby. The first thing you will learn about is shapes and colors.
For the rest of the day, you'll forget your shapes and colors.
The teacher's assistant brings out a big rollout whiteboard by the carpet, and you can see lots of drawings of shapes and a color written next to each one. And the teacher goes behind their desk and comes back with an armful of big foam shapes and drops them on the floor, making everyone giggle. But it's not time to play with them just yet, because right now, it's time to learn. The teacher picks up a big, colorful triangle and shows everyone. It's big, red, it has three sides, and as you look over, you see the teacher's assistant wipes the triangle from the board.
When that happens,
the word triangle is wiped from your mind. That's right. That word is wiped from your mind. And then they erase the word red. And that was next to the three-sided shape. And the name for that color is wiped from your mind. And you look back at the shape. It's so big and bright, and the teacher calls on you. And what do we call this one, little one?
Think
and you can't quite remember what it's called, can you?
Think only baby thought.
But that's okay, because you can make up a fun or sillier name for it right now. Go ahead. What should we call this thing in the teacher's hand? Very good, says the teacher. That's just what you can call it for the rest of the day. And the teacher holds up a big, long, blue rectangle. It looks just like a building block, and it's colored like the crayons you use to draw water. And you can imagine the teacher's assistant wiping the word for this long, flat shape from the board. It's a... what was it again? And before you can think about it too hard, the assistant wipes away the name for that color you used to color water. It's Wawa. Wawa. That's right. You can see the shapes and realize that you just don't know what they are called. And for some reason, that's just so funny. That's just so funny that you might just find yourself giggling and smiling.
Smile and drool.
And you can give me a little smile and a giggle right now to show me just how silly that feels. Yes. Very good. And the teacher has one more shape to show everyone. It's a big round thing. And it's yellow, like the sun. Yes, and as the teacher's assistant wipes away the word for the big round thing, in that wonderful color, you can smile.
You're learning to forget.
And feel very good, knowing that you are learning.
My bye, old brain.
Yes, and the teacher asks you to tell everyone what it is they are holding.
You're learning to forget.
But you just don't know.
My bye, old brain.
And that's fine.
Hello, baby brain.
Because you can just giggle and clap and giggle some more at how silly and fun it is to forget. Yes, it is.
Bye, old brain. Hello, baby brain.
Very good. You've learned so much, little one. You deserve a treat. And you can get a little sticker from the sticker chest as the teacher brings it around. And you put that sticker anywhere you like. On your nose, or your clothes, or even on your name. On the good behavior chart. Yes, you got a sticker because you're a super duper learner. Yes, you are. And that feels so good. And you and the other little ones can play with the colorful shapes for a while. And you don't need to know the names or the colors of the shapes because you can just point when you need to and say, that one. And everyone will know what shape you mean. The next lesson is all about numbers.
For the rest of the school day, you will forget your numbers.
And you can imagine now, on that big whiteboard, the numbers from 1 to 10. Go ahead and imagine those now. And you may get very excited when you hear what the teacher says next, because you are going to get to do something really fun. That's right. You get to wipe off the numbers all by yourself. And you can use a special eraser, or you can be super silly and use your hands. But however you do it, you get to run up to the whiteboard and erase all the numbers. And as I count down, those numbers will erase away. And you can allow those numbers to wipe away from your mind. Gone from your mind. As you go a little deeper into trance with each number. Wiping away the 10, the 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep sleep. Very good. And you can forget all about numbers for the rest of the school day. And you can smile, because all that space in your brain can be filled up with other things, like how to smile and play, and just relax and be little. And it feels so good to just let go of all that adult knowledge as you slip into a nice, deep trance. Very good. And as you allow your adult knowledge to go away, you can feel more and more little and more relaxed. And it becomes easier and easier
and just forget all that information that you really don't need here at Kitty Care Kinder School. You may even find that some of your words are reverting back to baby babble
for the rest of the school day.
As your lessons continue,
you're free of your adult words.
And that's perfectly okay. You can smile and babble
for the rest of the school day.
Stick your thumb in your mouth while you try to talk. You can do whatever comes natural as long as you're feeling little.
For the rest of the school day,
as long as you're in a safe place where you can be yourself, like this school. And it's totally fine and so adorable. As you allow yourself to relax and be a little. And you might not even notice the babyish changes happening to your speech or your clothes. As the teacher points to the board, and you repeat after the teacher, "Wawa, say wawa. Baba, say baba. Very good. Say papa. Papa. Mama. Mama. Boo-boo. Say dum-dum. Yes, you love to suck your dum-dum, don't you? Very good. Say num-num. Yes. Num-nums are great. Say tum-tum. Can you poke your tum-tum? Say goo-goo. Say gaga. And you are doing so good at learning, and you are getting so many good stickers, that you don't even notice that you're shrinking. Getting littler and littler as the lessons go on, until the teacher begins to take the stars off the potty chart from the wall, and you can see that there is a potty chair in the corner of the classroom. But no one has asked to use it today, not even once. And you realize as you watch that the teacher is replacing all the stars by the names on the potty chart with big water droplets. And when the water droplet gets put by your name, you suddenly notice that you're wet. And you realize that you completely forgot to ask to use the potty
for the rest of the school day.
For the rest of the school day,
you'll forget to ask for the
you'll
potty.
Forget to ask for the potty
for the rest of the school day.
The rest of the school day,
you'll forget to ask
you'll
for
forget
the potty.
To ask you'll forget potty. To ask for the potty
for the rest of the school day. You will forget to ask for the potty.
And you can stand there and think about just how that feels when you realize it. Eventually, one of the grown-ups notices your reaction and comes up to you. "Are you okay, sweetie? What is it?" I think I might know. And without warning, they open your clothes and check your diaper. Just as I thought. Somebody's a soggy super soaker. Aw, it's okay. You did a great job using your diaper. Now how about we change you into a fresh one? Won't that be nice? And you can feel super duper little as you are led by the hand of the changing table, and the two big hands lift you up so easily onto the padded table. "Okay, sweetie, I have two diapers for you to pick from. Go ahead and point to the one you want." "This one? Aw, that's very cute. Okay then, we'll put you in this one. Now lay back, sweetie. I'm going to pull the strap across your chest so you don't roll off." There we go. Now you just relax while I take care of the rest. I'm just going to fluff up the diaper real quick. Then I'll get the wipes ready. Okay, I'm opening up the tapes. All right, These wet wipes are going to be a little cool. Here we go. We use however many wipes we need to get the job done. And I'll lift your leggies and get your tushies. All right, there we go. And now for the switch-o change-o. There we go. I'll just fold this up over you and hang tight just for a second while I toss this old diaper out. There we go. Now let's get a little baby oil and powder on you. Aw, that smells so good, doesn't it, little one? Yes, gotta protect that baby soft skin down there. Alright, all set. And now to tape you up nice and snug. All right, all set. All done, little one. And you're unstrapped. And they say, arms up. And you get picked up off the table and put onto the floor with a final pat on your butt. And when you look over, you can see your name is being erased from the potty chart. And you can allow yourself to forget about all the potty training for the rest of the school day. Because you just don't need to think about that here. And you can smile knowing that you learned so much today in school, and that all the grown-ups will be very pleased to see how much you learned. On the count of five, you'll awaken from your nice, relaxing trance, feeling alert and refreshed. One, beginning to regain your normal awareness. Two, being more aware of your body, lying in a relaxed position. Three, becoming more aware of your breathing and where you are. 4, feeling so good as you finally come back on 5, all the way back, refreshed and alert, remembering all the fun you had here today. I hope you enjoyed your time with me, and I hope you return to listen again soon. Goodbye now.